Moncrief on News Talk.
Whoops! Wayne Rooney, presumably on a night out, was spotted peeing on the street in London, and within seconds it was on the internet. It's illegal in London and it's illegal here, but does that ever prevent a half-cut person who's bursting to go? News Talk No, It's Water Stains on My Pants correspondent Henry McKean has been tiptoeing around the suspect streams on the street. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. Good afternoon. How are you getting on? How are things?
Fine, thank you. Yeah, you've threw me by that. No, you never asked me that.
No, because like I did the half marathon yesterday, and yes. I admit I used a bathroom. I paid $5.50 for a coffee in a hotel to try and use a loo, and I actually did have a bit of a wee stain on my shorts.
Oh no!
So, how did you know this? Is this how?
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Okay,
no,
that's
no.
why you mentioned it. No, there in your introduction.
Henry, but there's probably pictures of that now.
You know, it dried out, and I was wearing black shorts. It's always good to wear black shorts, so that way people can't see if you've had an accident.
Okay, good tip. Yes.
And obviously I wore underpants underneath, so that way, you know, you had a little bit of protection.
Okay, and so you had a wee stain because you had to go when you were running?
No, I just wasn't paying any attention.
Right, okay.
You know, I was at the urinal and I had a little bit of an accident.
Yeah, that can happen.
But
anyway.
But yeah.
No judgment.
The former England captain and Manchester United striker was relieving himself against a wall in London. He's 30 and he was out at some rooftop bar, and obviously the paparazzi got a shot of him.
Yeah, he seemed to be talking on his phone when he was doing it as well, which was kind of even more disgusting.
Well, I think that's a real skill. If you're trying to wee and hold your phone
on
against
your
ear,
you
know, so he's obviously
it looked posh wherever
it.
He was. It wasn't like some grimy side street.
Oh, no, I mean, footballers and football managers have done really
well.
We in
the best places.
I see what you mean, of course. Maybe he just likes to. But yeah, we kind of went on a walking tour today in different parts of Dublin. And because, again, of the half marathon, I did take the Lewis a little bit of the way. But then I did some walking. We were basically visiting an area, a lane off Talbot Street in Dublin, that kind of has become an open public toilet.
So I'm here on Talbot Lane, just off Talbot Street. And it's basically a cobbled stone lane with graffiti, but organised graffiti with permission. And at the back here, there is a strong smell of fresh urine and a few empty naggins of vodka and some beer bottles. Lots of fresh wee.
If you're dying, they would, usually people would go down to the lane.
So if they're dying, they would go to the loo in the street?
If they're dying to go to the toilet, they would go down the lane, yes.
And is it because there's a lack of public
toilets? It's because there's a lack of facilities around. There's no toilets, there's no public toilets. You go into a shop, they refuse you to allow you to use the toilet. So that's basically the reason.
And just behind you now, there is a guy taking a whiz.
Yeah.
And we didn't plan that.
Obviously, there always is. You stand here for about half an hour, you'll see a lot more.
You just had to go?
I'm in a rush.
You're in a hurry?
Sorry about that.
And when we take Wayne Rooney, the fact that he did it and got
Wayne
caught
Rooney
by a photographer.
Well, I never heard that.
Do more of us do it than you think? He was out
Wayne
with friends
Rooney
in London. Yes.
I never heard that. I heard the granny stuff and all, but I never heard the other stuff.
We won't go into the granny stuff.
Yeah, I know.
So that guy he apologised and said sorry.
Yeah.
What do you think of him going to the loo in the street?
Like, it's not something that you want to be seeing every day. Somebody just weighing up against the wall. I'm sure if it was necessary, if they had to go and it was the last choice, well, like, everyone has to go, you know what
and
I
it's
mean?
It's harder for ladies. I mean, like, if you need to go to the loo
yeah,
in a public
course,
place,
yeah.
It's very hard. For example, runners sometimes have to go. Paula Radcliffe got caught short once, and then you've got to crouch. It's awkward, but sometimes if you've got to go, you've got to go.
Sometimes, yeah, if you have to go, you have to go.
You've never been caught out?
Probably were a few too many on me, yeah. So I walk over here, and through the Moore Street Lane, if you pop yourself over there now as well, you'll get the straight away smell of urine.
You can get the smell.
You can get it straight away when you walk in. So I won't cut that way. I'd rather walk around the long way, because especially like if I was eating my breakfast on the morning, I'm eating piss and the smell of shit as well. So it's not just urine.
So you're worried that you're taking
that
in the urine vapour as you eat your breakfast.
Yeah, I'd rather not do that. So I'd rather go around a long way than to be eating someone's urine in the morning for my breakfast.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that first man has a point.
Yes.
I mean, there aren't, certainly in Dublin, there aren't a lot of public toilets.
There's not many. And
hardly any.
Hardly really. Any. Obviously, there's a temporary one left over from COVID at the top of Grafton Street, but there really isn't many at all. And you still see them. I mean, I think there's one in Drumcondra that's just been left to rot, a beautiful Victorian toilet with lovely tiles. And they won't reopen them because of antisocial behaviour. But what we need to do...
peeing on the street is antisocial behaviour.
Just open them and perhaps charge people
during the pandemic, I remember, and it wasn't too far from here.
Yes.
And, you know, it turned into a bit like, you know, people can go into bars and stuff, but young people would kind of congregate to just, like, drink on the pavement.
Oh, they did, yeah.
It kind of almost organically, there was two alleyways, and one turned into the girls' alleyway to pee, and the other one was the boys' alleyway to pee.
Isn't that interesting? So there was basically a girls' alleyway and a boys' alleyway to pee, a public urinal, an unofficial one.
Yeah.
That would make sense. So, and again, as we said there, for ladies, it's really hard to go to the toilet in public. It's really difficult for them.
You know, most laneways in Dublin smell of pee. It's awful, says the texter. I work in the city centre and often have to be in early. The state of the place most mornings is absolutely disgusting. I think people get drunk and completely lose the run of themselves. Who has never been cut short and had to pee on the side of the road? I had an incident where I was stuck in bad traffic and had to pull the car over. It's an unfortunate part of the human condition. Well, that is true. Who of us could say that that hasn't happened to them. But if it's happening a lot...
If it becomes the norm, this is the thing.
If it becomes the norm, if people are just running around weeing willy-nilly around the streets whenever they feel like it...
Getting the lad out.
Is it a loss? Have we lost all our values, Henry? Is it?
I think we have, to a certain extent. And we need to get them back. I mean, we can still try and find a loo. There's still ways to try and persuade a hotel to let you in, or a shop, and not have to buy the product to get in and use the loo. But I did get to spend some time with Dublin City Council, Jet Washer, and the idea is they just basically go out and they use chemicals and their big power washer to try and spruce up the streets, the side alleys, the urine and the poo.
You're one of the power washers and you try and keep the streets clean. Why do you think, especially men, why do they do it?
Probably drunk at the time and they can't hold it in, but we actually go into all the lanes because people complain about the smell of urine and we try and sterilise them and power wash them down.
So you've got these big, high-pressure power washers mixed with, is it shampoo or chemicals?
A little bit of pine disinfectant, just
disinfectant,
like a lemon smell off it. Freshen it up a bit.
And that helps?
It helps a bit until the next weekend.
And is it the weekend revelers as opposed to people during
so,
the week
yeah.
that can't find
yeah,
a loo?
Yeah, no, I think mainly it would be the weekend goers that would be causing it.
And when we take Wayne Rooney going for a wee in the streets, caught short, have we all been there? Do you have any sympathy? Or is it time that we have more public toilets that are open? I know there's one on the top, a temporary one on the top of Grafton Street. Do we need more?
But I think they took them away because of the drug use in them, so they can be a dangerous place as well. But yeah, look, we've probably all been there where we've been caught.
And do cafes, pubs and restaurants, you know, when you go in and say, can I use the loo? And they say, sorry, customers only.
Yeah, they do.
Should they change their policies?
Sure. Yeah, it would help. It would help. But they're not going to let anyone and everyone into their restaurants.
Spitting. What do you think of spitting?
It's not a nice thing to see.
And then you've got to power wash that too.
Yeah, you see. Big
phlegms.
Phlegm, blood.
Or phlegm, I should say.
Yeah.
Blood as well.
Yeah.
And you would see stools too.
Yeah, all over the place, yeah. So it's a tough enough job that the lads have to do. But...
And, you know, are they doing number twos again because they can't find public toilet?
I'd say so, yeah.
Now, that man, I wonder how much that man is paid to kind of use a power washer and get rid of poo and pee off the street. That's not a job anyone would envy at all.
And we really should thank Dublin City Council for trying to do this. And it is illegal to urinate and defecate in a public place. And
now,
you can face a fine.
Is there a specific law of weeing in public? Because I know of someone who's now a well-known figure in the media who was arrested for peeing in public, and they were charged with indecent exposure.
Indecent exposure. Interesting, because my understanding is it's a Class D fine if you're prosecuted. It's 140, I should say, fixed charge.
Okay.
And the Gardaí decide to prosecute you for the offence, you know, if they feel like it. So there's still a bit of discretion there. But that's interesting. So, yeah, they can catch them on that too. What did you call it again?
It was indecent exposure, but it was years ago. It was probably before that law came
in. Because that's true. If you're there and...
Well, if you've got your lad out, it's indecent exposure.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And you could be, you know, it could be out for a while. You know, it could be more than 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, it depends. No,
and there could be a crowd watching.
I think this person was just having a pee. Maybe they're having a number two. That would be really indecent exposure then.
Well, it would be.
God.
This is the thing, it is... very, very antisocial. And I know you just mentioned God there.
Yeah.
And I did meet a guy preaching. He's been preaching for years just there near the spire. And he was there on the streets and he didn't switch off his tannoy. So it sounds like I'm interviewing a tannoy.
Des, you're out here preaching about Jesus.
Yes.
What's your view on people urinating in the street or even spitting in the street?
Yeah, I do see some people spitting, and there is a rather disgusting thing. I've even had people spit in my face, actually, which is actually a bit worse.
And you're wearing a tannoy. I'm not, and that's why there's an echo. People have spat in your face.
Yes, unfortunately so, yes.
That is unfortunate.
Yes.
Why do they spit at you?
Just for doing what I'm doing now, preaching Jesus.
And, you know, a guy just gave me the two fingers, which is okay.
But it's really not okay. It's disrespectful that somebody would even do that to you. You're going around, you're doing your job, you have your opinions. And therefore, even for somebody to do that, I would say it shows a society that has drifted from God. Because when we have God, we have manners, we have respect, we want to honour people. I see you as an image bearer of God, so therefore I must care for you, treat you right, even whether I agree or disagree with you.
So you think if people believe in God, if they look to Jesus, they will actually behave and be respectful?
Well, you have a standard. So I was never actually assaulted before becoming a Christian, but since becoming a Christian, preaching here for over 17 years now, I've been assaulted numerous times. I've had knives pulled on me 3 times. I've been spat upon a few times.
I'm sorry to hear that, Des.
Yeah, but it's a sign of society. Now, it's not most people. Most of the people are nice enough people. But, yeah, Dublin has changed, and there's many problems. So I'd say it likes the spitting and so on, which is not a nice thing. And urinating on the streets, I would say there should be more public toilets. That creates a problem. But ultimately, I would say, a lot comes down to the heart, how we treat others.
Right. God, that's horrific.
Mm.
He's not doing any harm whatsoever to people, but he's getting treated
preaching.
Like that.
Just preaching the Bible in the streets, and he's not harming anyone.
Yeah.
Why would you spit in his face? I mean, why?
They should install splash guards. They splash the urine back at them. They're used in cities in Europe. Yeah, but I think half the people who are doing it wouldn't care. Andy Kilkenny says, I think of the poor men who have had treatment for prostate cancer, no pee control for months afterwards, makes it very hard to go into town with no public toilets. Somebody else makes a similar point. I have IBS. I can tell you it's not easy to find somewhere to go when you desperately need to. I've had to beg to use staff toilets in shops and in cafes because there aren't public facilities. Someone else says, people also think it's okay to let their dogs pee at gateposts. It's disgusting also. Dublin just smells of pee full stop, with one big pee cloud over it and it rains pee. Invest in Portaloo, says Dan. Why don't we have public male toilets like they have in Amsterdam? How come in other countries you pay for the spotless toilets? You pay a lady once you go in. Or a man, presumably. Ed says, never mind the laneways. It seems that for young women in Dublin, any gap between two parked cars is regarded as a toilet. I says, well, if you leave a gap between your cars, you're only just asking for it, really. When you did the Dublin Marathon and you know, you're in kilometre or whatever, and you need to pee, did they lay on toilets
so
for that?
In the Dublin half...
half marathon, sorry.
Jeez, I couldn't do a marathon now, Sean. Jeez, that'd be way too much. Yeah. We'll stop at the half. But really well organised. There were Portaloos, 12,000 runners there. And it did make the city feel safe, just because the sheer numbers of runners. So there wasn't any antisocial behaviour as such. There were Portaloos at the start line. And then I thought, I don't need to go, I'll be fine. So I started. And then the actual first Portaloo was wasn't until 5K. So it was up there, up that kind of steep hill as you get to Whitehall. So I had to hold it in. And that last kilometre, like some of the listeners said there, I was desperate to go.
But that's a motivator, though, isn't it?
It is. I had a flat white, and the flat white wanted to come out. And then I eventually found it to the port-a-loo, and there was a massive fountain that went off. And then I felt hugely relieved.
Yes.
Sorry, that was probably too much of an overshare.
It was vivid. Let's say that. Were the port-a-loos in good nick? Because there was thousands of people there.
Well, this is it. And sometimes just before you do a race, a lot of runners want to clear out their system and they perhaps have some roughage to be able to do that. So if you get to the wrong port-a-loo, it can look like it needs to be hosed down.
Okay.
But these ones were in good nick, the ones I came across.
Okay, so that was probably still, after the first 5K.
Still toilet paper and they were clean. And I was absolutely thrilled. It's those small wins.
Yeah.
To be able to find a clean toilet and not have to urinate in front of everybody.
Ploughing.
Yes.
The port-a-loos at the ploughing.
There are some really good toilets. And I know, obviously, 250,000 people go to the ploughing, so I shouldn't let you into the secret.
Yeah.
If you go to the headquarters of the IFA and you make your excuse and you go around the back, they've got posh toilets.
Have they?
Made out of China.
Gold.
Yes. And you can use them. And then you don't have to use a port-a-loo. Right. And they've got soap and hot water.
Really?
So they're basically the VIP toilets.
The
next time we go to the ploughing, get you in there.
Yeah, because the other ones are horrific. Absolutely horrific.
They can be.
Really? You get lesions on your hands when you're on the way home.
Well, it's the ploughing always reminds me of that smell of bark.
Yeah.
You know the bark out of a bag that you use to make someone look nice? Mm. That smell. But back very quickly to the half marathon. Bertie came out and supported us in Drumcondra. Kelly Harrington there in Portland Row. And just to say big thanks to Lusk AC and the little five-year-old girl who gave me a jelly in Artane,
which
I thought was really, really nice because it's all about the jellies to get through.
Yeah. Now, when we think about tourists wandering around our urine-soaked streets, it can be very edifying for them.
At the moment, March has been actually a great month. We've had loads and loads of sun, but that means we don't have the natural rain to wash all the wee away.
Yeah.
So the wee is still there. So I bumped into an Italian family. They were down one of those side alleys. And I actually said to them, look...
Were they going to the loo?
No, they were using their sat-nav using Google Earth to take a shortcut. And I said, guys, it's probably best if you just stick to the main roads, if that's okay to say, because I have to say Dublin is still a safe place. But I did meet some Welsh people who've moved here. I met them on Moore Street, but we start just around the corner.
So I'm now on Henry Place, which is just off Henry Street. And it seems to be a popular place to do a wee, right beside a soap shop. So it's the combination of shampoo and wee. And there's also some stools around too. Okay, just as I'm walking along here, wow, that is an overpowering smell.
I think there should be a lot more done about it. When there's kids around and, but it's like, when you're showing yourself. It's mostly drunk people that do it that I've seen.
So you see people do it. They've had a few drinks. There's a lane here. They might go down that lane.
Yeah. I haven't seen it very often, though, to be honest. See people spitting all the time, but not...
But not going to the toilet?
No, I do see it now and again, but not that often.
And what do you think? What's your view?
I think it's, like, disgusting. There's exposure.
Wayne Rooney did it. You know, have we all done it at some point? Have we all been caught short?
I think we all have once in a while. I've never been caught doing it.
You've never been caught?
No.
So have you found yourself caught short?
I've had to, really.
And it's harder for a lady?
Yeah, it is very hard.
In Italy, at the train stations, they can charge up to €2 to spend a penny. You've got to spend a penny, and it stops antisocial behaviour. Should we do that here?
Yeah, definitely.
But that's an expensive price. I say in Birmingham, they have the toilets with the rolling doors, which is like, they used to be 20 pence, but now I know they've gone up to 30 pence. And as we say, my partner knows, in Wales, it's the same thing.
They have the bars where you put the coin in and then you have to go through the bar. So,
it works.
Yeah, it works. And they're clean.
It's not all about profit for that, you see, because then...
They're clean because you get to you're paying to use a toilet.
And it costs less than people have to clean the streets up.
Yeah.
There you go. It's the same as litter, says one texter. We need to take responsibility and teach our children that these habits are disrespectful and disgusting. We always have an excuse. Somebody else wonders, why are so many men court shot and so few women? Yeah, I suppose it's probably easier for a man to just do it. Why would people not just go into one of the department stores? I think everyone has their favourite places to use the bathroom in Dublin. I like the upstairs bathrooms in Brown Thomas and Grafton Street, personally. Ooh, good tip. The ones in the Shelburne Hotel, that's a quality toilet there.
Are they good?
Oh, yeah, they're fabulous.
Like, for me, it's Bewley's. It's marble down there. And there's also a bakery. There's a bakery and there's marble toilets.
And you can smell bread when you're weeing. Yes, that's nice.
That is absolutely lovely. And also in Arnott's, in the Norwegian duvet section, they've got really good toilets.
Is it Norwegian duvet toilets? But now, are the cubicles actual walls? Because I don't like this kind of panel thing where there's a gap at the top and that. Like, because you might as well be just doing it.
Oh, like in America, it's like they have a stall and you can basically see. And
then
they have
you can
gap.
Hear them, you know, making noises. I want to be.
And also Dublin Airport, there's some really good secret toilets.
Are there?
If you go to Terminal 1 upstairs at the food court, there was toilets there. And I was having a really bad day that day and I lost control. And the American beside me in the store beside me said, oh my God, why didn't you flush when you made that noise? And it was, I basically had the runs. I want to apologize to that American.
Well, I'm sure he's got over it. But, I mean, these are all, you know, normal, well, not entirely healthy human functions. Why don't they put a public toilet on every other street, like the ones they have on Sandymount? Self-cleaning ones, pay by card or cash. Well, of course, they haven't encountered Henry McKean on a bad day, so challenge accepted. It's like Glastonbury, private campsite, lovely toilets with staff for the first day or two. By day three, the staff are gone, probably for therapy, and it's potluck. But nothing compares to the smell from the long drop by day five. Whoa, that's a nice vivid... Now, the thing is, there is... have mentioned, like, if you've just had cancer treatment, people with IBS... And homeless people. Where the hell do you go if you're on the street?
And it's very hard for the homeless. They can't buy a coffee, you know, and prices of coffee in the city. I know Connor Pope mentioned that they're hitting €5. And that's a lot of money just to use the loo. Here is a homeless lad from rural Ireland.
They treat them like animals. Animals that would have more respect for.
Who treats who like animals?
People down in Limerick, Dublin, anywhere you go. We were reared up, not dragged up.
You were reared up, not dragged up. Where do you go to the toilet when you need to go?
I have to go to an elevator because they look their nose on you because you're homeless and everything as well.
And they won't let you in to use the loo?
No.
So you feel you've no choice but to go in the street?
You've no choice, you have to.
I understand you're a singer.
Story of my life, find out to believe. Story of my life, searching for a man need.
There you go. Ended with a bit of music there. Henry, thanks a million as ever. I was Henry McKean reporting there. One texter says, myself and three male friends arrived in Dublin 20 years ago. We went out in a late one, had many, many beers. When all the pubs closed, we had a long walk home, impossible stopping to urinate. One of the lads stopped just off O'Connell Street. The guards arrived with their van and stopped my friend. They quickly understood we were tourists due to our poor English and asked him, do you do this at home? My friend promptly replied, no, sorry, we have public toilets at home. I just couldn't hold any longer. The guards didn't know what to say and hopped back in the van. Gosh, that pretty much sums it up.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.